So if I tell you it's a slash 19, you know you're using three bits. If I tell you it's a 224,
it's also
you can figure out that it's three bits. Or another way to do it. I'm gonna show you another way to do it, because that's the type of guy I am. Okay, if I convert 99 to binary, what do I get? 011.
So 011, 000, 11.
Okay, 011, 000, 11, right?
Correct.
Okay. If I convert 224 to binary, what do I get?
111. 000.
Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. If I add these two together, what do I come out with?
011, 000, all 00.
Okay. Everybody see it? I'm going to write that over here. 99 network is 11, 12, 3, 4, 5. Actually, there's a leading zero on there too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. What's 99 in binary?
We just did 99.
We did 99?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Welcome 68. Sorry. What is it?
01, 00, 00, 100.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do I get out of this one when I add it together?
0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0.
Okay. So if I come over here and I say 68 network equals 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and I compare these, do I get a match? No, of course not. So whichever way is easier for you. What the computer does is it takes both of these, adds them with the subnet mask, comes out with a value that represents the network, and compares them. If they match, then it's like, okay, they're on the same network. If it doesn't match, no, they're not. Why does the computer care?
It needs to know where to send the data.
Okay, why?
If it's going outside the network, then...
Well, this can go outside the network. This is internal network stuff, right? This isn't routable.
Why not?
Internally routable. It's not internet routable.
Why not?
Because we're not talking about Class A with a Class A subnet or Class B with a Class B subnet.
Why not?
I don't know. That part I don't know. Because we needed more network. We needed more network for the one address we were given.
Okay, let's zoom out just a little bit. I'll go ahead and put Class C up here. 255.255.255.0. So you see the pattern. This is a slash 8. This is a slash 16. This is a slash 24. Okay, how do I know if an IP address falls into one of these ranges? What's the range for Class A?
0, 126.
Okay, on the first octet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the Class B?
128 to 191.
Okay. What's Class C?
I always forget.
192 to 224 or 223.
Yeah.
Okay. So, is this
routable? No, it's a slash 19.
Yeah, it's
it could still be routable with that.
Yeah.
What class IP address is that?
A B.
Okay. Everybody sees this is Class B, right?
Right.
Because it falls between 128 and 191. Now, is it routable on the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The only things that are not routable on the internet are private IPs. Mm-hmm. There are four sets of private IP address ranges. Okay. Private IP. Non-routable. Okay. 10.0.0.0. 172 through 10.255.255.255, right? 172.16. Oh man, this is the weird one.
31.
31?
Yeah.
0 through 172.16.
I forget the rest of it.
Somebody can find that. Look it up on a Google.
We won't be able to use that.
Just type private IP address. And maybe even put 172 after.
172.16.
Oh, 16, yeah. 16 dot...
31. Is 172...
I think it's 172.16.0.0.
Oh, is it 0.0?
Hold on,
what
were we going to 172?
Hey, my
172.31.255.255.
Mm-hmm. So it is 172.16.31.
172.31.255. What's the beginning of it?
172.16.0.0.
Okay, and then it goes to 172.31.
255.255.
That doesn't sound right.
So it's a weird one because it's only part of the 172 class B, right? That's a weird one. I don't like to use that, but sometimes I do. The next IP address range is 192.168.0.0 to 192.168.255.255. And the next one is a Microsoft Reserve called Automatic Private IP Addressing, a PIPA, and it's 169.254. Dot what?
Yep.
0.0?
Sure. It's usually about that.
It's good enough. You won't be doing much with it, so yeah.
254 right here.
What is it? Really?
You guys can't find it? 169.254.
0.0.0.1.0 to 169.254.254.255. Wait a minute. 169.254.0.0 to
169.254.255.255? I'm guessing, but
it's 169, so it's 254.254.255.
Yeah.
All right, it's a weird one. You're not going to use it anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's how you know you're...
That's how you know your DHCP is not working, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What about 127, too? That's that funky loopback.
127 is a class, it would be a class A, but it gets skipped, and there's only one, such a waste. A class A network has over 16 million IPs, except for 127, which only uses one IP address out of the whole 16 million. And every computer on the planet that speaks TCP/IP has the same IP address, 127.0.0.1, which is your local loopback adapter.
And you know what's even crazier? You can ping anything, 127.anything, and it will ping your loopback. I mean, that's a waste of IP address space right there.
It's a huge waste.
You can, I mean.
But back in the 60s, when they had trillions of addresses, is it the same important?
That's true.
You guys seen the t-shirt that says there's no place like 127.0?
Yeah.
No place like home?
No place like loopback, yeah.
So, if your address falls in one of these four ranges, it's non-routable private IP. If you want to connect to the internet, what must you do?
NAT.
You have to NAT it behind some type of device, either a firewall or some type of device that speaks NAT. Typically a firewall. If it's anything other than this, it's freely routable on the public internet, no matter how you slice it and dice it.
Huh? I doubt you.